everyone. Welcome back to the Dare You to Move podcast. I am your host, Colleen. Welcome back. I am very happy that you are here. I am grateful that hopefully winter is almost over because I am pretty much done. I'm so done with winter. Like, I'm done. Anyway, so anyone who lives on the East Coast, this is not what the episode's about, but this is like a side note. Anyone who lives on the East Coast, when it's foggy out, does it smell like chemicals? Because I literally, in the morning if it's foggy, or late at night if it's foggy, I go outside when I'm taking Cole and Wally out, and it smells like chemicals. And it's really pissing me off. And last night I went on this rant on IG about it, because I'm like, in my head I'm like, I don't remember fog having a smell. And obviously my memory's not the greatest from when I was a kid and like teenager, early 20s and stuff. But I'm like, I really swear to God, do not remember fog having a fucking smell. And I'm just like flabbergasted that there's a smell. And I'm like, what is happening? And I know what's happening. Conspiracy theorists. That there's chemtrails. I know people like to think that that's not real, but it's real, and it's on government websites. You can literally look up on government websites and look up either weather modification or cloud seeding. It is real. They are spraying silver nitric oxide or something into the atmosphere to block the sun, to lessen the heat, to help with climate change. So it's in the name of climate change that we're basically being fucking poisoned. And you know what? It's getting really ridiculous. And, you know, I was talking to a friend, an acquaintance, about this on IG, because I'm like, what the hell is happening? She's like, oh yeah, I heard that people in the East Coast were saying it smells when it's foggy. And I'm like, what the fuck? So that's just insane to me. Like, how people are okay with this because it's in the name of climate change. And I'm just kind of getting really sick of the bullshit. So if you're listening, I know I have a lot of Swedish listeners. If you're listening, does your fog there smell? I'd like to know. You can EM me or email me or EM. I combined an email and DM. You can email me or DM me on IG, because I would really love to know if your fog smells like chemicals, because it's really concerning, and it's concerning me. Okay, so the topic today, I want to talk about grief. I've been in it, and most of it's because of my grandma. She passed away a year ago, next weekend, but this week, around this weekend, I think like the 25th or something was the last time I saw her, like, communicating and coherent and stuff. It was the weekend before she died. And so that's come up a lot. And I was watching Gilmore Girls, and there was a scene, it was a Christmas scene, and they were playing Bing Crosby's I'll Be Home for Christmas. And it just, like, the waterworks just started. And then I started listening to Christmas music, because Christmas music is very nostalgic to me. And it just brought up a lot. And I was like, fuck, this was last weekend. And I was like, fuck, you know, my grandma's been gone a year. It doesn't feel like a year, but the grief is as heavy as it was a year ago. And to me, that's mind-boggling. Like, time heals all wounds. And it does, but it doesn't. Because I swear to God, I feel the grief as deep as I did a year ago when she passed. And I remember feeling this way in like June or July over the summer. And it's just crazy how grief is still present. And I still miss my other grandparents, my other three grandparents that died in 2021 too. I'm like, oh God, I miss everyone so much. It's crazy how much grief is present for me. And I think grief is a really present emotion for a lot of us, and I don't think we realize it, because especially like obviously grief of a loved one, but also like grief of what your past self thought your life would be now, or the expectations that you had. It's like, I think we grieve a lot of things. For me, I know I grieve expectations. Like myself grieves a lot of the expectations I thought I would, of where I would be now in this, in February. So it's like, I'm grieving that as well. Because, you know, I thought I'd be further in things, further in life. And it was interesting. I was talking to a friend on Monday and we were talking about my human design, and I'm a manifester and how I'm a role model. So I'm a 4-6, and there's the role model, which is like 30 to 50. I'm the role model. And then I like cocoon or butterfly into like what I'm supposed to share and all this stuff. And I'm like, so I'm like, I got to wait till I'm 50 to like start doing what I want to do. And it's like, that's obviously not true. But I was like, fuck, in 50, I'm going to be, or in, yeah, 50 for me is 15 years away. And if I go 15 years back, that I was 20 years old. And I grieve so much. And I, like, my heart breaks for that 20-year-old because she was so excited to go back to college, and she thought she was going to get, you know, her college degree, and she had so many expectations for what college was going to be for her and do for her in the future. And I feel like she was lied to, and I feel like I was lied to, and it's like I'm still grieving that. And that came up full force this week. Like, fuck, like, we are told this story that, oh, go to college and you'll get a good career and you'll make a lot of money and you'll be set and all this stuff. And it's like, that's not true for a lot of people. That's not true for me. Like, I have a full-time job. I dog sit on the side and I have my Cambo business, and I'm still like struggling to pay my stuff and I'm in credit card debt. And it's like, this is mind-boggling that I was lied to and believed that I would be happy, I guess, like with career. And it's interesting how happy I thought I would be if I had a full-time job, because that's what they tell you you need to strive for to be happy. And that's a program, and that's a societal programming that they put on us. And I'm like, I'm not happy having a full-time job, especially one I don't enjoy. And I don't think I ever will be happy having a full-time, like 9-to-5 in that way, because that's not how I run and operate and how I work. I work best in spurts of like a few hours, and then I crash, and then I have a few more spurts about, like, I can work maybe like 6 hours before I'm like, oh my God, I can't fucking tolerate this anymore. And then the last 2 hours are just literally torture for me, because I'm literally trying to drag my ass to get my work done when I'm just emotionally and mentally, physically drained at that point. And not everyone is meant to work a 9-to-5, and not everyone can handle it the same. And especially women, I don't think women, women hormonally are not meant to run like men. Men run on a 24-hour hormone cycle. Women are on a 28 to 30-something day hormone cycle. Our hormones are not the same every day. Each week or each phase is going to be different with the hormones. And I think we were lied to as women. And yes, I love having my own money, and I'm still unsure about kids, but I feel like as females, we were lied to about get a career, you'll be happy, when I don't know how many happy people there are working full time. I don't know. Candace Owens talks about this a lot. about feminism and stuff and how it kind of like ruined our society. I agree with her on some things and I don't agree with her on everything regarding that. Like, I personally love being a woman, woman that has my own money. I do not want to rely on a man to have my own money. But also, I do know if I ever want to have kids, I don't want to work. I want to be a stay-at-home mom. And it's like, that's not possible unless you have a rich-ass husband who can take care of you, because most people cannot live off of one income, and that's sad. And that's a whole nother can of worms of why I think I don't want kids, but that, whatever, that's another story for another day. I've talked about kids on here before, but I'm just like, wow, like so much has just come up around finances and money and how I feel like we were lied to and how they tell you to go to college and get a good job and then you don't get a good job. And I don't see many people. There are a few people who have really good jobs, but I don't know. This could just be me that I felt lied to in my early 20s, thinking that I would be happy on that trajectory that they laid out for us. And it's like, I'm not happy on the trajectory that they laid out for us. So it's like, I'm in deep grief in that. And I'm in deep grief for my 20-year-old self, believing her just in such hopes that she was going to be happy working a 9-to-5 and doing all this stuff. And then I saw this reel that I posted yesterday about someone else made the reel, and I just reshared it and tagged him in it. But about how this woman died in someone's office and she still had PTO to use, she still had sick time to use, she's still like pinching pennies to save for her 401k for retirement, and she's not even going to use it because she's dead. And I was just like in tears, like, holy fuck. Holy fuck, holy fuck. Like, wow. Like, even thinking about it just makes me cry, because I feel like a lot of us are living that path. Like, oh, if I can just make it to retirement, I'll be happy. When no, you might not even make it to retirement because you might die. Oh, and it's so like eye-opening. Like, as a soul, yes, we have multiple lives, but as this human vessel you're in right now, you only have one. Colleen only has one life. My soul has more, but Colleen only has one life. And it's like, I'm not living the way I want to live fully, 100%. And it's just like, I'm in a deep grieving process this week. Deep grieving process. And it started with my grandmother, but it made me dig deeper into the meaning of grief and like grieving expectations that we had, our past selves had for our future. And man, it's wild. And I think a lot of us are in grief and we don't even realize it. I think society's grieving as a collective and personally. I think we're grieving a lot. But I think it's mostly expectations of what we think our life should be based on what people have told us it should be, the societal programming. And it's crazy. And it's sad. Like last week, I talked about the mental illness in our society and triggers. Because we're not healing our shit. And we had expectations a year ago, a month ago, 10 years ago, when we were teenagers, we had expectations of how our life was going to turn out to be. And I don't think we're happy. Like, I don't think society as a whole is happy. I think we get fed into the lies that the programming, the government, whoever, our teachers, whoever told us marketing companies, marketing ads, whatever, the movies, TV shows, we thought we would be happy based on what they told us. But it's all lies. It's all lies. And then I had another epiphany where I was like, okay, so am I not happy because my career is not the way I wanted it, but that's just a lie that they told me. So can I feel successful and happy just being in the day-to-day and doing what brings me joy? And the answer is no. And that's a reprogramming I need to go through. Because I know that if I... So say at 50 years old, in 15 years, I'm in the same exact position I'm in now. I'm in the same house doing the same thing every day. I won't be happy. And that's sad. And it's hard because it's part of me is angry that there's this heap of societal programming that's been instilled in us. And part of me is so angry for that, because there's a lot of hurt, broken, sad fucking people in the world who think that plan is what they need to be striving towards. And I think they're realizing that that's not happiness, and they're becoming unhinged and mentally ill, and they can't figure out how to handle it. And we're trying to be something we're not versus trying to find our authentic self. And I think society's just in a state of grief and brokenness and pain. And we're just taking it out on each other because we don't know how to deal with our own feelings. Yeah. At least I know that's what I'm going through. I mean, I've definitely don't show up online and flip out on people, but and I definitely don't want to strive towards thinking that XYZ is going to make me happy when it's external thing, validation versus internal, and finding my authentic self in my soul. A lot of us are chasing the external, and we're not uncovering our authenticness and our authentic being and who we be. And I think that's why we're grieving as a whole in society. And I know that's why I'm grieving. Obviously, yes, I miss my grandparents a lot. But yeah, that's what's come up for me this week. It's crazy. Let me know if this resonates. I would love to hear from you. I love you all very much. I hope you all have a really good week. And if you have any topics you'd like me to go deeper on, talk about, let me know. I would really love to hear some feedback from you guys. All right. Have a good one. Bye.